The Europe Report with Kanan Lipschitz.
Hello, Kanan.
Hi, Kathy.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are things down under?
Well, we're not down under.
That's a little off to the right.
Yeah.
Just no,
we're the southern tip of Africa.
You're down under to me.
That's true. Yeah. Kanan, you've been so prolific. Every single Jewish newspaper that I have opened in the last week or so has had articles by you. It's quite remarkable. The JTA, the Times of Israel, even my Flipboard social media feed has had you popping up every 2 minutes. You've been busy.
My boss will be delighted to hear.
I'm sure.
Okay. Kanan, can we just talk about the story about kippers? Because I think that it ultimately comes back to, you know, let's talk about it. So should Jews wear kippers? Shouldn't they wear kippers? What's the latest?
Kathy, I'm so glad you asked that question because it's exactly the question I want to highlight, but not to answer, because that question I think was good for 10 years ago. Should Jews wear kippas? Is the question being asked right now after Felix Klein, the envoy to dealing with anti-Semitism of the German government, said outright that it's not safe for Jews in his country to wear a kippah. And others, senior members of the community and anti-Semitism fighters have said this before. Each time they have, it started off this debate about what's going to become of Europe. Are Jews going to be able to wear kippahs here? And the Bild magazine, Bild, a tabloid, it took the step of printing a cut-out kippah that you can cut out from the front page, actually, and make your own kippah to wear in solidarity with the Jewish community. But to me, this question is really not relevant to the lives of Jews anymore. I'll tell you why, because we've stopped wearing kippahs. To a large extent, about half of us, according to surveys, in public in Europe. And I'm talking about a 2013 survey in 9 countries in the European Union, and it was about 5,100 respondents, the largest, most comprehensive study of its kind ever conducted.
So what's driving that? Is it because the Jewish community is becoming more secular? Or is it because of anti-Semitism?
Yeah. Right. They pose those questions to them. And in Sweden, for example, 49% of 800 people, respondents said they don't wear any clothing or Magen David pendants that identify them as Jewish because of security concerns. In Belgium, which is kind of the capital and the symbol of the European Union as a whole, 36%. In France, 40% said of this. So, and these are only the people who are willing to take part in these surveys. These are snowball surveys that people forward to one another in the mail. So you have a whole other population that doesn't partake, and the figures do not look good. In essence, about half of the Jews in Europe do not wear religious symbols, including the kippah, out of security concerns.
It's actually unbelievable.
It's an indictment of a continent 70 years later, and we've already reached that point. I mean, it's just mind-blowing.
What are you talking about? 3 years ago, exactly. Europe was a very different Europe for Jews. Very different. It's not even a debate anymore. So, Kanan, I was actually saying to Simon earlier that I am so tired of reporting anti-Semitism. Because what it does is it makes us victims in our own minds. And victimhood never served anybody. Ever. And how do you rise up when you consider yourself a victim? How do you get on with what your mandate is? How do you get on with tikkun olam, fixing the world, having a relationship with God, raising a family, uplifting the people around you? If in your mind you are a victim and you are hated. I personally am tired of reporting anti-Semitism.
Well, be careful there, Kathy. That's okay, my bread and butter.
Okay, listen, there's other things in Europe besides anti-Semitism, or am I wrong?
Exactly. Listen, just a few weeks ago, we had a proud pronounced Jew winning the elections in Ukraine, which has a Jewish prime minister. Now today, the parliament in Latvia elected a Jewish guy, Gelis Levits, to be the president of Latvia. This happened just a few hours ago.
Sure. So we either had victims or we're taking over the
openly
world.
About
so yeah. We one or the other, Knan. We're either victims or we're taking over the world. It's pinky in the brain.
Right. Well, I don't know if we're taking over the world, possibly because we already have it in our pockets. But
yeah, that's right. That's right.
Both of you are out of line today. Both of you.
Protocols. Yeah. We hold the bat firmly.
So I Kathy, in all these six societies, there are people who transcend the ailments of those societies, who refuse to be a victim, who get involved, who try to correct the destructive course that the old world is on. And maybe there's a lesson in that for all of us.
100%. Knan Lipschitz, thank you very, very much. That is where we leave it this week. Always a pleasure speaking to you, and we're going to look out for your next article. Please try and do something nice. What about something nice that's happening in Europe? Could we do that? About how the mighty Jew, even that thought is...
funny how different we are on this issue. I want him to talk about Poland, and you want him to talk happiness, but let's see.
I'm just not so much anti-Semitism. Knan, have a wonderful, wonderful week. Look forward to speaking to you next week.